Okay, so thanks for bearing with me. I'm Sara Petty, and I'm going to talk to you today about updating open data standards based on the journey that brought us from the frictionless specification version 1 to the version 2, which is currently ongoing. So briefly about myself, I'm the international network lead at Open Knowledge Foundation and also the Frictionless Data Community Manager. I love the digital commons, and I'm based in Bologna, Italy. I left here some ways you can contact me via email, X, formerly known as Twitter, and GitHub as well. So before we start, I just wanted to give you a quick introduction for those of you who might not know the Frictionless Data Project and the Frictionless Standards, about the Frictionless Data Package, which is the core Frictionless specification. The Frictionless Data Package is basically a standard to package your data. It's very simple and very easy. Basically, you package your data together with a descriptor, so containing your metadata and a schema about your data. And there I put a link if ever you want to explore all the specification of Frictionless Data, you can just go on that website. But so the Frictionless Data Package was released in 2016 in its version 1. So some years have passed meanwhile, and it has actually gained a lot of traction in research communities, academia, but also it has often been mentioned in the open data guidelines of governments and public administrations, and it's often used by data wranglers as well. So we started to think about what actually was the success of Frictionless, why was this standard so successful, and these are some of the things that we came up with. So the first thing is, so the Frictionless specifications were not developed alone in a room, but they are really the outcome of more than 10 years of iteration with a community of practices, stakeholders, and also a full engagement on issues around interoperability, data analysis, and data publications. As you've seen from my slide before, the specification